internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Alert. 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast. I am your host, Stephen Roy. I don't know why, but my mic seems clearer right now. Is it me? I don't know. I do not know. But the audio seems better. I did move stuff around in the studio for our new studio lights. We got new studio lights. It's like a new studio. You'll have to check it out on the Rumble at Stephen Roy Radio. Just go to rumble.com. Go to Stephen Roy Radio, or you can see it on my X. At Stephen Roy Radio. The latest Rumble's always pinned at the top. But it's not just about me. Got a lot of things that we're going to do today. We got a new playout computer I'm going to try. We've got, of course, the studio lights are already running. The playout computer is a very simple Windblows computer. I think it's Windows. I can't remember if it's 10 or 11. I mean, I paid like less than $100 for it. So it is a very simple box on purpose because I don't use it for anything but playing music. It would be nice to be able to do more, like surf the web or play other stuff for the shewage. Anyway, let me set my headphones down and we'll go ahead and do the Rumble. Do-do-do-do-do! Turn this down. I'll leave the mic on, obviously. Here we go. Get a little drink of agua, sparkling water, which is almost fresh from last night. And my iPad has reset. Video, flip the camera. Here we go. Welcome to the Rumble for December 20th, the year of our Lord, 2025. I am your hoster with the moster. That sounds pukish lame. Let's start over. Stop! Delete. This is what's nice, you know, when you record the video. Obviously, it's still on the podcast, but that's okay. Here we go. Welcome to the Rumble for December 20th, the year of our Lord, 2025. Yes, I am Stephen Roy. Welcome to our new studio. You'll see behind me the Stephen Roy Radio. I've had that for many years. Had it in the old studio. Never put it up in the new one. So it's nice to be there. You can see it's kind of shiny on my head, and that's okay. I'm not going to put makeup on to stop the shine. That's what would stop it. Put a little makeup over here. Now, if I was doing television, which I may be doing in the future, you would have to put makeup on this cranium, or it would be glaring in the lights. So, but we got the new Stephen Roy Radio light up. I got a new LED light panel over there, another LED light panel over there. I think the lighting is better. It might be slightly more harsh, but it's all LED. Now, I noticed when I went out of the studio and then came back, it's cooler in here than it used to be. It used to be warmer. I used to use two large curly fry fluorescents, and then it was very bright light, and then I would filter that with wax paper. Found the box over here when I was looking for an extension card. Yeah, here's the wax paper. I can take that in the house, don't need that anymore. These light panels can be adjusted so they're not quite as harsh as they would be otherwise. Kind of like the ring light. And you know, I noticed after last week's show that I actually got a little bit of ring light included in the camera, but that's okay. Hey, I just do this as a hobby. People,
how much do you get paid to do the Rumble and the podcast? I don't get paid anything. I don't get paid, you know, and as I think it was Blair that said, radio is fun when it's just a hobby. And it's true. And I've had good experiences in radio. I learned a tremendous amount, for example, in Alaska. Learned how to run a radio station. Basically doubled the income of that station with great promotions. And I didn't mind working for a general manager. It was, some of the things he said were silly. Like one time he said, "Now, I don't want you saying nummy on the show. Do not say nummy." I said, "Okay, okay." Next morning, I'm doing the breakfast trivia. First caller calls in. "Yeah, I want to win one of those nummy sandwiches." You know, I said to listeners when I was in Mammoth Lakes, California, I said, "You know, I'm sorry, I stutter sometimes." And they said, "You know what? That's what we love about you, Stephen, that you're real. You're a real person. You're not some fake person that puts on a show, puts on an act when they do the show. No. This is what you see is what you get, right? Got a great face for radio, great personality, very outgoing, and listeners and viewers love me. Your listeners and viewers will love me." And that's not being conceited. That's not ego. I leave my ego at the door when I go to work. You know why? Because I'm not perfect. I make mistakes just like everybody else. I do. Yes. I mean, there was only one perfect person on the planet, and we celebrate his birth, the birth of Jesus Christ, on Christmas Day. So, I'm probably not going to see you between now and Christmas, so Merry Christmas. I hope you have a great one. I hope it's a wonderful, blessed Christmas for you and yours, for you and your family. And let's remember those who aren't home for Christmas, because there are many. Personally, Dee and I will be just chillaxing on Christmas Day. We have family. We have all of our family here in West Texas over on Christmas Eve. It's a wonderful time. This year, Dee is making ham and cheese sliders. I guess she bakes them in the oven. I'm not going to pretend to know how. And then she's going to make a big old pot of gumbo. And it sounds super good. So we went to the store. We bought all that stuff over the last couple weeks. Bought a few more things. You know what we had for supper last night? We had hibachi. I'm not going to advertise the place. They don't advertise on the show. But you know what I'm talking about? It's one of those restaurants where the chef does it all right there in front of you. It was so much fun. I love it. I couldn't tell you the last time I've been to that place. Probably been a year. Now, I used to go there every year on my birthday. Dee and I went there, I think, my first birthday we were together in 2023. And so we've been together over 3 years now. Hard to believe. 2022, 23, 24, 25. We've been together over 3 years, and it's wonderful. I tell Dee it seems like 21. I'm kidding, of course. She's a wonderful woman, and I thank God every day for her. So, in fact, she's working today, which is not fun. And I said, "Hey, God, Jesus, give us the Powerball tonight. Imagine what we could do to help people." You know, as you get older, it's not about me. It's not about me. Yes, I would build a ranch. Yes, I would build a bus size RV where we could tour North America and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ and help people. I would build a bus size RV, a matching trailer, and that trailer would be for disaster relief. That's right. So if something major happens, like say flooding in Washington State, or whatever disaster, a hurricane, a tornado. When the hurricane hit Western North Carolina, we would have been there. We would have been there with the Radio Free LCRV. And I'm telling you, it would have been wonderful to help people, just to help people. So that's what happens. Speaking of helping people, I was very sad to hear that Greg Biffle died. Now, I haven't followed NASCAR in years and years and years. I stopped watching not long after they did away with the Winston Cup, because, you know, cigarettes are evil. When they did away with that, and then they went to this, whatever this system was of giving 10 drivers more points at the end of the year, so only they could win the biggest series in NASCAR. No, no. I stopped watching. So I admittedly don't watch anymore. But I was still very sad to hear Greg Biffle, his wife, his two children, and several others passed away in the plane crash. And I prayed for Greg and for his family. I mean, what a loss. What a terrible loss. And, you know, but then I mentioned that because Greg did amazing things in North Carolina after the hurricane. He flew his own helicopter to take supplies to people after the hurricane hit Western North Carolina. I contacted my family to make sure they're okay, and everybody was okay. Thank God. But what a terrible thing that was.
Oh, that was directly done by the government to hurt the people of North...
Really? You really think we can steer a hurricane? That's about as idiotic as when they said George Bush sent the hurricane to hit New Orleans. Do you really believe that? Now, bad things happened after the hurricane in Western North Carolina. There is no doubt about that. When the Bribin, you know, crime family, when the Bribin Slide House deliberately bypassed homes that had a Trump flag. I mean, what the F is that? You know? Just because you and I don't agree politically, do you think I'd really hurt you? And it ties right in to what's been happening. Unless you've been living under a rock, you heard about the massacre at Bondi Beach. I mean, what a terrible thing. To massacre people, Muzzies massacring Jews just for their religion. I can't even imagine such a thing. I wouldn't hurt you because you're a Muslim. I wouldn't hurt you. I don't care what religion you are. We have tons of Mennonites in West Texas. I would never even think of hurting somebody because of their religion. It's the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard. But you know what? Let me tell you what the problem is in the United States and probably in Australia too. We're making it open season on Christians and Jews. The communist race theory is an education indoctrination program to teach our children that Christians and Jews and whites are evil. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Now in South Africa today, they're dragging white farmers out of their houses and murdering them. It started what? Like in the late 80s. I can remember. It had to be late 80s, early 90s. I was at my mother-in-law's house. May God rest her soul. I was at my mother-in-law's house for Christmas dinner. And we had over this couple who came here like at a moment's notice, escaped from South Africa after their neighbors were dragged out of their house and murdered. African farmers, South African farmers, their neighbors were dragged out of their house and murdered. What was their crime? They were white. That's right. And it was so sad. It was so sad. You know, Elon Musk is African. Yes, he is. He came here from South Africa. He's a naturalized American citizen. And he's doing amazing things with SpaceX. If you follow my ex at Stephen Roy Radio, see? At Stephen Roy Radio. That's where you can follow me on the X, at Stephen Roy Radio. I don't even know. It's like 9,400 followers I have now, last I checked. Let's check it out since we're 10 minutes and 22 seconds into the show. It's 73 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day here in West Texas. But it's windy. Dust is in the air. In fact, I got a little dust in my eyes when I walked out of the studio. We call that Yankee repellent. So people don't come to live here in West Texas. There's just enough wind and dust to make people leave West Texas. Kidding, of course. I've never felt unwelcome. I've lived here over 8 years now. 8.5 years. I arrived here June 1st, 2017. I re-entered the United States June 1st, 2017, north of Muleshoe. This was after I escaped Northern California, and I loved living there. What a beautiful place to live. I miss the mountains, the wildlife, even the snow, although I don't want to live in snow. I used to really enjoy cross-country skiing. I did that for 9 years. I don't think I have the energy to do that today. Started doing that when I was 40. And really enjoyed it. I did. I really enjoyed it. Let's see. X. And let's go to my profile. Oh, 9,381 followers as of right at this moment. And then click replies. I know there was something I wanted to mention to you. A teen girl in Pauls Valley, Oklahoma, was reportedly gang raped by multiple men while she was walking home. After being arrested, police reportedly discovered that the suspects presented permanent resident cards to an employer that did not match their names. They're using fraudulent identification to get a job. Why does this keep happening? And I explain why. This is the intentional invasion that happened during the bribe invasion bloodbath. And the intention was no different than Ukraine, than Australia-stan. It was no different than Canada-stan, Europa-stan. The intentional invasion is to deliberately destroy virtually every nation in the Western world. This is the focus. This is what they're trying to do. Destroy these nations by overwhelming the system and imploding it from within. Then you replace the republic, right, the representative government, with a libtard world order dictatorship. You think I'm kidding? I want you to study the Cloward and Piven strategy. The Cloward and Piven strategy. Because that is exactly what is happening in the West, in the Western world today. They are deliberately destroying their own great nation. I mean, it's just disgusting, isn't it? How else can you explain it? Now, I realize Australia is always one step behind the United States. See if you remember hearing this during the bribe and slide house. The greatest threat to the United States of America is white right-wing extremists. I can't even say it with a straight face. The Bribe and Slide House tried to tell us that the biggest threat to the United States was white right-wing extremists. Meanwhile, we have Muzzies shooting up universities. Yes, the Portuguese man that killed two people in a Jewish studies class at Brown University was Muslim. Yes, he was. He also killed his MIT professor, probably because he failed. Can you imagine? You suck, you fail, and you murder your professor? Hey, bud, maybe that's your fault. Well, he ended himself. He ended himself. Let me tell you something. On Bondi Beach, where something like 15 Jews were murdered, it took the police 20 minutes to respond. 20 minutes to respond. And then when they got there, they were cowering. Yes, they were cowards, hiding behind vehicles and stuff. Finally, someone took out the dad. Finally. And the man that stopped the son was shot 3 times in the shoulder by the dad. He is a hero. Yes, he is a hero. And he was Muslim. Yes, there are peaceful Muslims. But radical Muslims must be stopped. They must be deported from your nation. Like the brother lover, Ilhan Omar, who we now know her father used fraudulent paperwork to naturalize, to come here, to immigrate to this country. Her very existence is fraud. I call her the brother lover because she married her brother to get legal residency here. Or it was either her or her brother. That's fraudulent marriage. It's illegal. It's illegal. I don't know if it's illegal to marry your brother. It's sick. But come on. That's immigration fraud. She should be deported. Yes. Oh, but Stephen, she's Somali, and that would be racist because I know there's billions of fraud in Minnesota, Stan, but that's racist.
No, it is not. I don't care what nation you're from. If you commit fraud, you should lose your citizenship, right? You deserve to go to the pokey, that's for sure. You deserve the popo perp perp walk to the pokey, which leads me to this. Now, I don't think this video is new,
Look at this. Look at this P word, wimp, hitting a girl, hitting a young girl. And what did I say should happen to this guy? He needs the popo perp walk to the pokey to meet cellmate Bubba. Maybe Bubba could scare him straight. There has to be consequences for the actions of criminals. If there are no consequences, they're going to keep doing what they're doing. How many times have you heard these stories of people being arrested again and again and again and being released back on the street by leftist judges only to rape and murder again? It's disgusting. And those judges that release these criminals back on the street, they deserve to go to the pokey to meet cellmate Bubba, because it's just wrong. Mm-hmm. Hunter Eagleman posted this. The freedom states in red, those are states with freedom. That's the 2025 annual gun law scorecard. We have open carry here in Texas, and as a result, guess what? There's less crime. There's less crime. Yes, there is. So Jess posted this. She says she's at the bottom right next to Malibu, and she talks about how the rest of California is conservative. See the blue? The blue is more liberal. The red is conservative. And I said, you know what? Nothing will change in Nastifornia unless a massive fraud election is stopped. There is no way that French Laundry Gavi won the recall election. He lost to Larry Elder. Oh, but they used fraud election to reinstall him like a commode. In the last election, in the primary, 1.5 million votes were flipped in the middle of the night from Steve Garvey to the pencil neck shifty one. In the general election, 1.5 million votes in the middle of the night went from Steve Garvey to the pencil neck shifty one. Unless that is stopped, nothing is going to stop in Nastifornia. It's going to continue being the same way it has been for the last many years, and that's why I escaped in 2017. Now, before the 2016 election, I actually considered leaving the United States. If Hillary was emasculated, I was going to leave. I actually looked at Australia. In Australia, you know, I don't know what the policy is now. They're allowing illegal aliens to come in there big time, which is a mistake. Bondi Beach. And I considered moving to Australia. I've applied for several radio jobs in Australia. I would go there under the right conditions. But back then, when I checked Australian immigration, you had to have a skill. Now, I've got 30 years of engineering experience and over 25 years of broadcasting experience. So certainly I have the experience to go there. Dee is an RN. She has her BSN. She's an RN. Certainly they're looking for medical professionals. She's an RN. She could do that in Australia. In Australia, easily. She works for our largest hospital here in West Texas. I'm not sure if it's the largest, but it's the largest public hospital, without a doubt. And this is a medical hub for all of Eastern New Mexico and West Texas, the whole western half of the United States. No, the whole western half of Texas, and I'm sure Oklahoma. And Eastern New Mexico come here, and that's why it is the hub city. Now, Lubbock is called the hub city because of the railroad hub. It's a major railroad hub, right? That's why it's called the hub city. But it has become a huge medical hub, a huge educational hub. Enrollment at Texas Tech, double T right here, Reckham, goes up every year. Now, as I'm recording this show, Texas A&M is playing. I do want to watch the game, and I'm going to after we finish the podcast. But I thought it was very important to get the studio done, and that's why you see the neon sign that I haven't put up in several years. That's up here. We got new lighting. We got a new playout computer that I'm configuring to be able to play music. And so it's great to have all these new things in the studio. And I'm doing that for you. For you, the viewer. All right. And the listener, of course, on the podcast. It was Mike Engelman's birthday a couple days ago. Happy birthday, happy birthday, Mike. I'm sorry I missed that. I had to wish you a happy belated birthday yesterday. Australian PM announces massive gun grab following the terrorist attack at Bondi Beach. Oh, yeah. That's going to work there, Australia PM. Uh-huh. Let's take more guns away from citizens. That's how we make Australia safe, right? Here's a news flash from your Uncle Stephen. Those guns were bought legally in Australia. If you live in Australia, you can buy a gun, but you have to justify it, like have a farm. I have a colleague, I'm not going to mention any names, but I have a colleague whose stepfather is a billionaire, and he's looking at buying a huge amount of land in New Zealand. I don't even know what the gun laws are in New Zealand, but if you can't have guns, how can you run a ranch with tens of thousands of cattle without being able to defend them, right? I'm sure there are things that can attack cattle in New Zealand, like dingoes, right? Here in West Texas, we have a real problem with wild hogs. And there is no limit to how many you can take out. I've seen pictures of wild hogs here. Got to be at least 500 pounds. I've heard they get up to 800-900 pounds. Can you imagine that? A wild hog charging you 800 or 900 pounds? Well, we have to ban automatic weapons. You can't have an AR-15. You can't have an AR-15 in Australia or New Zealand. Hey, guess what? I want you, Australian PM, to take the charge of a wild hog with a bolt-action rifle, right? I want you to take the charge of a Sitka brown bear, of an Alaska grizzly bear. I want you to take that charge. They're charging at you. Here they come. They're coming to get you. You got to take that charge with a bolt-action rifle. No, you want to be able to shoot them more than once. Now, an AR-15, as a general rule, is a 223. Now, I think they do make the 7.62s. But a 223 is small. I think the metric equivalent is like 5.56. Don't quote me on that. I know in inches it's a 223, which is 3/1000ths larger than a 22. What do you think is going to happen when you shoot a 1,000-pound hog with a 223? Now, my colleague tells me that somebody he knows who works on a ranch had to shoot a hog like 8 times to take it down with an AR-15. Now, you want to do that with a bolt-action rifle? Ka-ch, boom! Ka-ch, boom! No. You want an automatic weapon. Believe me, yes. Now, remember, an AR-15 is not an M16, okay? It's not. Doesn't even have a 3-round burst. It's semi-automatic. So the round is this big, right? It's at 0.223 inches, so it's this big. But the charge behind that thing is this big. Now, if you look at an M16, it has a charge behind that round, and that's what makes it lethal, okay? Now, you could shoot somebody with a 22, and you're not going to take them out unless you shoot them just right. Now, they do make 22 hollow points, and I don't have any guns. All of my guns I threw out of a boat. They're in the bottom of Lake Allen Henry. But I've heard that hollow point 22s can do a lot of damage. I wouldn't know. That beep was Disa texting me. All right. Okay. I don't know why pictures are not loading. I think Texas Tech is playing basketball right now. Right now. Oh, I clicked highlights. That's why it's going to that. So, Recom Tech, Mm-hmm. This lady asks, would you have, with zero apologies, would you have an American flag displayed outside your residence? I said, abso-effin-lutely I would. I don't right now, but I would. I should. So we talked about that terrible rape in Oklahoma. So this is the question you need to ask your libtard friends. When the libtard asks you,
you know, that's inhumane, deporting criminal illegal aliens. You should be able to live here for 100 years and never be here legally. There shouldn't even be a border. Yeah.
Okay. My first response to you, Mr. Politician, who's a multi-gazillionaire, how many illegal aliens are you housing in your home? No, not just the two housekeepers, not just the landscapers. How many people are you welcoming? Do you have a compound that you built inside the walls of your mansion? I don't think so. I don't think so. So you should ask your favorite libtard, is it okay to rape and murder women and children? Because if you believe open borders are okay, you should think it's okay to rape and murder women and children. That should be okay, right? I think that the most horrific video or picture, most horrific picture I saw of the Bondi Beach massacre was a bull mastiff standing over his owner like he's guarding him, and his owner was murdered by those two terrorists. And you know what? They should have tried that in Texas, because the majority of people are armed in Texas. We wouldn't have needed 20 minutes for the police to get there. You would already be having dirt naps, and you would have been sent to meet your God, little G. That's right. It's like this dude that attacked this woman. Hey, women carry in Texas. And women carry, they do. They have a license to carry. That's called an LTC. That's what a concealed carry permit is in Texas. And they will take you out if you attack them. I'm telling you. And I don't have a problem with that. Hey, I've never killed somebody. God forbid I ever have to. But if you attack my home, if you threaten my family, yeah, I would do whatever it takes to take you out. I'm just saying. I am a former Marine. See the Marine? The Marine mug. D got that. That's a 250th. And it says United States Marine Corps, 1775, 2025, 250 years. Thank you, D, for getting me that. Was wonderful that she got me that. They are importing radical Islamists in Australia-stan, and now they're further disarming their citizens. Defenseless victims waited nearly 20 minutes for police to respond to the attack. So I let me give you the PM's translation. This is the translation of the PM. We will make sure our citizens remain helpless when massacred by Muzzy terrorists. That's what he is saying. And here's a video of Kevin Bacon and Joseph Gordon-Levitt saying bad stuff about President Trump. I said, hey, here's some advice from your Uncle Steven there, boys. Shut your hot dog holes. If anyone believes the demented one was legitimately fraud-elected in 2020, I have a British DeForest Hill to sell you. You don't know what that is? Just why don't you just look up Forest Hill Bridge? I'll sell it to you cheap, $10 million cash. Send it to me, and I'll sell it to you. All right, that's gonna do it for me today on today's Rumble. Hope you enjoyed it. I sure enjoyed bringing it to you. I hope you enjoyed the new studio. Hey, you have a great day, a great evening, and a Merry Christmas. Yes, now you have to. That's it for the Rumble. I will upload that to the Rumble servers, and you can check that out shortly at Stephen Roy Radio. Go to rumble.com, go to Stephen Roy Radio. All right, let's play some good music for you. We've got to play some Christmas music. And you know who my favorite Christmas artist is? I bet you do. It's Pentatonix on the Stephen Roy Radio Show. That's right, the podcast. Da.
XP sucks.
Like home for the holidays. For no matter how far away you roam, when you long for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home.
I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie.
From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home.
For the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
That was waiting for this day, and of course down the road a hill for each Jack and Jill. It doesn't show a single sign of stopping, and I've got some corn for popping. The lights are turning way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. We finally kiss goodnight. How I hate going out in the storm. But if you'd really hold me tight, all the way home I'd be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear was still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, cause we've got no place to go. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let it snow.
Oh my God, no way.
Oh my God, RFD.
There was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bailing on the roof, her beauty. Tied you to the kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Baby, I
I'm waiting for him, but he's nowhere in sight. And I wonder if he can hear me.
Not the song I thought I was gonna be. I'm looking for Tarian Testimony. The good news is that's coming from the new playout computer, so it works. I swear that I thought that was Testimony. Let me look at my iPad. I know I've got it saved. Delete. Yeah, it says Tarian Testimony. Oh well. Can't find it. Let's look for Tasha Layton. Layton. Thank you. Isn't enough. This is the video.
It's nice to have a computer that'll actually play stuff. It really is.
Direction story, one I gotta
tell. Thanks for listening. Merry Christmas.
How Jesus changed my life and I'm still overwhelmed. Yeah, some days aren't so pretty, but I know where I can.